Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with me than any other place on the planet in this now moment. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am in consistent prayer that you are always inspired, always motivated to go deeper, to reach higher, to reclaim the divinity of your being, because we are always in the reality of the divinity of existence itself. And no matter what the world is pushing forward, no matter what it looks like, what it seems like, the absolute reality is always absolute. We dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It beats our hearts, it breathes us. It has divinely designed us and divinely intended for our being vehicles and vessels of its absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, to be in a place and space where its glory and its power and its peace can really be the outpouring of our lives. So in this now moment, it is our time to really align ourselves with that which beats our hearts and breathes us. And in order to do that, we have to be cleansed as a result of having been fed all of this meat and dairy and eggs and chicken and fish and flour and all of this mucus producing stuff, so that your organs are completely compacted in all manners of mucus, holding the chemicals, the nitrates, the nitrites, all the things that are creating the real pandemic, which is the heart disease, the diabetes, the cancer, the obesity, the upper respiratory issues, and all of the things that we're never given daily reports as to how many people were already passing away from all of these other things. And to really know that this has affected all of our lives, all of our families, that the alcoholism, the drug abuse, that alcohol and tobacco, cigarettes, cigars, and all of this has killed more people than all of the wars that these people have engaged in. And so for a government to allow these things to still be legal in light of how many people have succumbed to the detriment of them, and then not only is it legal, it's continually perpetuated everywhere. So can you and can we really trust a government that has already proven that it does not have the well-being of the people at heart? So whatever measures they're consciously trying to take or sow the seeds, it's a fear-based campaign. And we have seen through history other ones who have staged events to literally steep the people in so much fear that the people themselves will give up their rights to their sovereignty in God to follow and be the adherents to those who are godless, those who are the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, death, as depopulation and genocide. This thing has been in full effect for centuries now. And so in light of your care to do things that will help ensure you're not contracting the coronavirus, it's going to take much more than gloves and mask and social distancing to circumvent the devastation that is already active in your tissues, in your brain, your pineal gland, your organs and whatnot, that's forming as cancer and diabetes and high blood pressure and all of these things, which is the real pandemic. So that when this thing issued forward, so many of you went out and you stocked up on all of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar and whatnot, all of the things that you have been used to doing. But wisdom would have had you to put yourself in a place and space where these are the things that you would not buy anymore. You would stop ingesting them so that your body would have opportunity to cleanse, and then you would enhance it in hydration, oxygenation, mineralization through the herbs and the fruit and the vegetation and whatnot, as opposed to stocking up on all of this stuff that is prepackaged that can sit on shelves indefinitely. A government that has not educated us to have an understanding and an understanding through their educational systems. There's from preschool through your universities, where we have not been really taught the divinity of our being, nor have we been inspired or motivated or directed to really seek the purpose of being, the purpose in existence upon the planet. And I can guarantee you that the purpose in being is not to become successful capitalists. The purpose in being is not to be a part of an agenda that is depopulation and genocide, to have a hand in how many more children have died prematurely, unnecessarily, from the toxicity of their mothers and their fathers, their grandmothers and their grandfathers, to have so much access to that which has no substance, no life force. But then these things are marketed to children. So I am the one who is saying that what we are seeing in terms of people saying, well, folks are dying, I'm saying no, people have been dying the entire time. Where there has been legislation, the sowing of the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death through genocide that has been disguised as a free enterprise system where let the buyer beware, laissez-faire, you understand? So no, we're in the progression of what has already been. So the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death through the proliferation of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, artificial colors, artificial flavors, carbonated beverages, and all of these things, what we're seeing is a progression of more sickness, illness, and disease, and death. It is the natural progression. And so if you are not wanting or having second or third thoughts about your participation, your complacency, your complicity, your co-conspirating with this and the impact and effect that it has on your own being and your own body and your own cells, then you have to come to a point and place where you really care to be completely cleared from it. And the clearing and the cleansing is something that has to be initiated every day. Just like you brush your teeth every day and you bathe your body every day, then you have to bathe the inside of the body every day and open up all channels of elimination so that the toxins that have accumulated, concentrated, and contraindicating in your brain, your pineal gland, your organs, and all of that, that they have the opportunity to get out. And so putting on gloves and masks may help other ones where you are literally like a walking cemetery, oozing all manners of things through your perspiration. But that hasn't stopped you from going to the gyms and whatnot. It hasn't stopped you from participating in public places where you have to sit on the same toilets and do, you know, I'm just saying is that we have to realize that if there was no real contagion based upon all of the toxicity that already existed, then understand that what we see is not a natural thing as a result of there being a proliferation of so much virus and bacteria that is detrimental to the body temple already, that this thing is manufactured. It's been created and introduced into the population for the purpose of instilling fear and creating more divisiveness, so that those ones who have people in the hospitals, their loved ones in the hospitals now, they can't go see them. So there is no way for there to be any real monitoring of what the staff and the nurses and the doctors are doing. So yes, we are trusting people all the time, but you're trusting that which you shouldn't trust as a result of seeing the marginalization, the disenfranchisement, the entrapment, all of that which we are witnessing as a result of the military-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex, the trauma centers that have come as a result of how imbalanced the people are as a result of decades of eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored NutraSweet, aspartame, and all of these things, which literally undermine and poison the system. But because you are exercising what you think is your free will to be wrong or your free will to undermine yourselves, that you're not up in arms about those things that have already been in the market, those things that have already impacted and affected and killed billions of people already, but now you feel a way about this one thing. That's like a smokescreen. It's like, oh, well, you put your attention over here and we're doing this over there so that you're not paying attention to the thing that's being done over there, but then you're still complicit and complacent with your own oppression. The purpose in existence is to master the realm of materiality, corporality, temporality, and whatnot. In the realm of eternity, we are here to self-actualize and self-realize, to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should be walking as conscious immortals. And being in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we walk in the integrity of our own authenticity, that we care to shine, we care to rise, we care to circumvent any of the devastation because we know that this is our time, that we're in a place and space where it truly matters that we will be harmonized with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the order of existence. And in order to do that, our bodies have to be transformed into the temples of the true living gods and goddesses in this realm of eternity on a planet that is spinning in space. She is our cosmic spaceship, designed divinely and divinely designed, so that which has the earth in flotation and rotation and that which is the substance of what provides the mineralization for our food is the earth itself. So why would you deny the earth in terms of where your medicine actually is? In the plants and the herbs and the clays and whatnot, and then go for the chemo and go for the chemicals and go for the pharmaceuticals and whatnot that have proven that they are inept in terms of the perpetuation of wellness and wholeness. We're in a now moment that requires us to really get a grip on what is ours to do in this now moment. But you have to realize that as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages of people, as men, the progenitor of lineages of people, whether we bring children forward through our own loins and wombs, we are not able to be co-conspirating and complacent with undermining the rights of children to have the fullness of their future and their lives, and know that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to really be in a place where we are truly nourishing them, protecting them, providing for them. The responsibility that we have as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages, is in the exaltation of life itself. But being under a system that feels entitled to desecrate and defile, to misuse the resources of the earth, to breed cattle and pigs and chickens and things that would not ordinarily exist in the environment for human consumption, and then under the light of the adversity that's created in the heart disease and the diabetes and all of the things that are pandemic, not cease and desist from the capitalization of other beings, and then continue to perpetuate flesh as food for those of us who care to be considered intelligent beings. We were ordered by the intelligence of existence to honor it with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. There is no being that is not an intelligence of existence. No being that exists without an eye through which the eye of the intelligence of existence sees, or that which we would refer to as God. And so as a result of humanity and humankind consistently and continuously feeding off the carcasses of dead animals and bringing all of these pathogens and bacteria and whatnot into their body temples, then the just reward, the finality, the eventuality, the destiny and fate of it is sickness, illness, disease, and death. So tell me, what is the objective here if it is not genocide and depopulation? Our responsibility, duty, and obligation as those who represent lineages of people is to bring forward the greatness of the lineages that we represent, to activate our DNA, to bring out of us that which is the light of us, the truth of us, the gift that we are to give here. And so these ones whose businesses these are not functioning harmoniously with the intelligence of existence. They are not functioning as those who really care to be the perpetuators of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and power. See, we are in a now moment where we have to cease and desist from doing that which undermines ourselves, because when you really realize that you're being warred against, your first duty, obligation, and responsibility is to care, to be able to respond correctly and directly. And I'm saying that in so doing, then you do nothing to undermine yourselves. You do everything you possibly can to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, reconciled, and restored in the light of the truth of the actuality of who you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is the intelligence of all beings directly. So our having an inner understanding and an understanding that there is in truth oneself, which is the intelligence of existence. Myself, yourself, itself, herself, himself. You understand, the self is the divinity of existence. And our consciously caring to do what's in the best interest of the whole of us requires that we are no longer complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with the violation, the subjugation, the domination, the usurpation of other beings, and then feed off of their carcasses. We were told not to kill. Why? Because that which we do unto others will be done unto us. So don't cry and complain about all the sickness, illness, disease, and death when you are contributing to it. It is not purpose in existence to create massive death and depopulation. That is not purpose in being. That is the evidence of distortion. That's the evidence of not caring, not knowing, not caring to know that which is essential for the perpetuation of the light of yourself. And so to care, to have money over the contribution that we make in this life, to care, to profit financially off of undermining Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures and her populace, is to deserve a tragic date with fate. It's to deserve being wiped out, being discontinued from existing upon this planet or anywhere else. I'm just saying, there is absolute law. So if you have a people who have set up a system that will kill someone for killing someone else, then what is the just reward for initiating an agenda that kills billions of people if it is not death by law? The time in which we're in, we have the opportunity to truly boycott the death industries, to come to a point and place where if we really care to live, then we will stop working for these people. You understand? See, for them to tell you that you can't work, and then now you're clamoring and clamoring for going to work when your responsibility in existence is to be purposed as a being, as an intelligence of existence, as this point of the presence of God. But then you are employed by doing that which is not godly, that which is literally creating devastation upon the planet. So yeah, we could take a time out. There's nothing wrong with taking a time out. The issue is that you should be in a place mentally and spiritually and emotionally and faithfully and courageously where you are willing to do what is required in order to be realigned in the truth of yourself as this point of the presence of God. to understand that these ones have no power and authority over that which beats your heart and breathes you, except you forfeit your rights to be rightly aligned with it, and therefore are deserving of everything that you have been sowing seeds for within yourself. But the contribution that we should be making as a generation, as a global humanity, is not in the continued violation of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures. For when we look at the pollution in the world, in the waters, in the streets, upon the planet, the filth that has been created, it is literally the refuse from the death industries, the meat, the fast food industries, the styrofoam, the chicken wings, all of the refuse from it. But there is no filth on Mother Earth otherwise. All of the packaging that's required in order to feed billions of people, to have these processing plants and be utilizing the waters and the earth to raise these animals, in all of the antibiotics and the pesticides and herbicides and whatnot being used on the food that goes to feed the animals, where the animals become so sick that they have to be fed, pumped up with so much antibiotic. And then all of these chemicals are in the fish and the sea creatures that you're doing, because their feces is being dumped into the waters and streams. And I'm saying that in our now moment, you can't afford to eat anything dead if you care to live. You can't afford to do anything other than to acknowledge the absolute divinity of your being and set in motion the process of your healing by being aggressive and consistently diligent in facilitating your cleansing, so that you are healed, so that you are whole, so that we have an understanding and an understanding that the light of absolute and supreme intelligence is greater than the dimness of these bozos who are creating all of this devastation and acting as if they have the right and the authority to undermine life itself, and then they will survive it. They cannot survive this. And we don't know how long the people have, but I'm just saying, to open up all doors of death for the exodus of a people who don't care to be aligned with the purposes of their being is all right. You understand? But to be in a place where you're complacent and complicit and co-conspirating, and you see the writing on the wall and you refuse to respond correctly and directly by exalting a full effort in your living. We should have outfought a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death, that perpetuates and has founded itself on the disenfranchisement and the violation of our indigenous families and the enslavement of our African families and the continued entrapment and poisoning of everybody else. We should have outfought this. So now I'm the one who's calling you to pay attention to that which beats your heart and breathes you, that that thing has not stopped. And no matter how violating you've been to yourself and yourselves, you still have an opportunity for redemption. You still have an opportunity for healing. You still have an opportunity to clear and cleanse and consecrate your body temple for the re-enthronement of the true living God and Goddess that should be dwelling there as your absolute reality. And we have the opportunity to issue in on behalf of the eternal order, the eternal laws and order and government upon the planet. We are here to become the vehicles and vessels of absolute love, because love is the fulfillment of the law, and there can be no love when you are feeding off the blood and the violation of other beings and feeding this garbage to your children. You are entitled to have a tragic date with fate, the eventuality and the destiny of death. But we're already in the realm of eternity. So if you're choosing death, that's what you're going to get. But if you decide in this now moment that you will repent, repent to say the wages of sin is death. Otherwise, there should be no death in the realm of eternity. But when you are not living with the conscious intention towards exalting a full effort in life, when you feel entitled to do things that are not only not in your best interest, but are truly detrimental to yourselves and yourself, then know that it's not going to end well. But you cannot guesstimate or estimate how much pain you will be in. You cannot guesstimate or estimate how much suffering there will be. You cannot estimate or guesstimate how much sadness and whether your children or your grandchildren will ever recover from seeing you waste away with the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, and all of these other things. Why would we continuously put ourselves in detriment when the light is clearly showing us the better way? And standing on behalf of life, exalting a full care and a love to exalt the beauty of our being directly, to be in a place where we're cultivating ourselves and we are turning away from following those who have no love and light and wisdom and truth. They have no authority over those who would claim their sovereignty by clearing and cleansing and purifying their body temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, to put ourselves in an alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to understand that we should be under the auspices of our souls. And that the reason that the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning is to create a disconnect with our spiritual power, to create a disconnect with our relationship with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and we are disconnected from being under the auspices and the authority of our souls. And our souls are perfectly cued and attuned to the order of existence and the eternality, the eternity of being directly. This now moment is pregnant with opportunities for our resurrection. But don't wait. Don't delay. Don't put yourself off. Don't think that your life currency being traded for paper currency and having more paper currency at the detriment of your life currency is success in life. Our being in a place and space where we are valuing ourselves now, that we are very sure that those ones who have set this trajectory of sickness, illness, disease, and death in motion, that they have no love for you. They don't even have love for themselves. Why? Because they don't realize the oneness of existence, the divinity of being directly. They feel as though whatever the hell they say can go. And I'm saying that these people will soon deserve to be destroyed. Now, how intensely the earth will shiver, quiver, and quake, and the volcanoes activate, and the waters rise, and we lose the coast, and the droughts and all of these things continue to intensify, so that the people and the lives of those who do not care to be harmonized within the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, will soon cease to exist. We don't know how soon and how intense that's going to be. But to know this, that the intelligence of existence, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and the forces of existence will lay something much greater than a coronavirus on all of those of you who will not do that which is truly in your best interest, and the governments who facilitated and are perpetuating, and the Bill Gates and all of these other ones. We're in a now moment where it is ours to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our lifting, our enhancing, our enriching, our clearing, our cleansing, our consecrating, our standing, our rising. It is our time to be in a place and space where we are uncompromising with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the love of existence, and love being in a place where we have the opportunity to know the glory of God, the triumph and the victory that is ours with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. Come to a point and place where you are not following the edicts of those who have been disqualified for continuance in existence, and just because they're fronting as if they're government, then understand that there is a greater government of the whole of existence, and governing yourself is a thing that allows you to not be under the auspices of those who've proven themselves to to be dirty, mean, wicked, and nasty in terms of their intention towards your demise, the intention towards our genocide and depopulation of the planet. We're in a now moment where we have the opportunity to respond correctly and directly as duty obligation in our salvation, our deliverance, our resurrection, our reconciliation and harmonization with the eternal as these points of the absolute. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, I started out with Oklahoma Trek by Audrey Scott Williams, If the Ocean Had a Voice by Urban Avenue 31, For the Millions by Abiodun Owole, American Nightmare by Malcolm X, The Decree by Raja, Cool Water by Linda Thomas Jones, and a bit of an intro by Zap Mama. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, thank you for caring to be with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are tuned in via your radio apps and phones, thank you for being that wise. And my blessings and thanksgiving for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, and pray that you are always inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence, for that is what we are here to accomplish. Quiet as it's kept. And in this now moment, it's ever more essential that we consciously care to be essential, that we consciously care to be mattering in life itself, to be in a place and space where we are not just succumbing to the manipulations of other ones, but that we are very deliberately, intensely intentional in walking in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, for there is nothing greater than we will ever or should be accomplishing than to truly tap into and cultivate and give of the wealth of ourselves. Under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, where we are being tested, being politically, economically, mentally, socially manipulated to feel as though we have some degrees of entitlement, or that we really do not have any degrees of entitlement to live a real life, a life in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, a light in the glory of the all that we are, a life that is truly demonstrative of the height of beings that we are, the quality and the substance of ones that we should be walking in the integrity of as a result of the strength of those that we have come through. And regardless of the situations and the circumstances and the political and the Jim Crow and the racism and all of that, we are still responsible for walking in the light of who we are as intelligences of existence itself. And intelligences don't kill themselves. Intelligences should not be in a place where we are co-conspirating with our own demise. Intelligent ones should be exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, consciously caring to honor and glorify the light and the truth of the ones that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to realize the one real eye that sees through every eye, and to be the grace and the blessedness upon the planet as a global humanity, embracing the brotherhood and the sisterhood and the oneness of all humanity with all other orders of existence itself. But in light of the defamation, in light of the desecration, in light of the defilement, in light of the bastardization, the usurpation and all of that, then yeah, we're in a now moment where it's time for us to get a grip on what it is we're living for, because you are literally not just skating on thin ice, you have already been condemned to death as a result of the fulfillment of law. The law being that where you have been co-conspirating and laying the foundations and sowing the seeds for sickness, illness, disease, and death as your livelihood is that which you've been educated, licensed, and certified and degreed to do, to be the creators and the managers of disease and death and whatnot for the profiting of other ones through the pharmaceutical companies, the biotech companies, and all of these other ones who feel as though they're so smart, they're so intelligent, they're better than all the rest, but then they don't have the wherewithal to create a greater way, a greater wellness, a greater healing for everyone. See, nobody is authorized by the intelligence of existence or the creator's will to be the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar economy. And as a result of participating in such a travesty that has created the pandemic of heart disease and cancer and upper respiratory issues and diabetes and obesity and stroke and fibromyalgia and all of these other issues that people are going to the doctors for, refusing to take responsibility for what we are and what you all should be doing for yourself, for yourselves, and to come to a point in place where we realize that no education that does not teach us how to feed or to have a system that has put in place that which is the essential for the cellular oppression of children, put in place that which ensures the progressive degeneration of the people as opposed to really facilitating the progression of the people, then there is nothing that you could do that makes sense except to get realigned in the right purpose of being directly. Being purposed and rightly aligned with the forces of life, the intelligences of existence, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, to come to a point and place where we are realizing how blessed we each are with each and every breath, to come to a point in place where it truly matters to us, that we consciously care to matter in our now moment, that no ones, no scientists, no white ones, no miseducated ones, no religiously defunct ones should be in a place where they can make decisions for masses of people. And then you all are following these people. You understand? So the intelligence of existence that beats your heart and breeds you, has designed you divinely, has designed you to the degree to which no virus or bacteria or whatever should be able to wipe you out. The only reason people are vulnerable and susceptible to this thing they call coronavirus or whatever they want to refer to it as, this is a manipulation. And it's not to say that the virus doesn't exist. It's just to say that the virus is not strong enough to be a pandemic. The pandemic is what we've already seen, the pandemic of addicts and the pandemics of those who are pedophiles and murderers and liars. And you understand? So I'm just saying is that there's a spiritual impoverishment that is a sickness. And those ones, whether they're billionaires or scientists or whatever, who are so spiritually impoverished that they feel as though money justifies their greed, justifies why it is they should be generating multi-million dollars and trillions of dollars killing people. And so I'm saying that's not really even a frequency of about money as it is the frequency of about how distorted and defiled their blood is to put them in the place where they think that they can truly prosper at the detriment of other ones. That God has appointed them God over every other point of itself to determine who lives and who dies. To be so pompous that they cannot admit their error And for us to be in a place as masses of people who have contributed to the collective wealth, the billions of dollars of all of those who have it, as a result of what they've produced that the masses of people have partaken of, to come to a point where we stop partaking of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the artificial colors, the artificial flavors, and all of those things. That would be the foundational boycott to have. Why? Because it allows for your body temple, designed by the intelligence of existence, to right itself, to cleanse itself, to be in a place where then you are in a greater mindset to choose that which truly nourishes you, oxygenates you, hydrates you, mineralizes you, put you in a place, in a space where you are truly regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, healing, and becoming whole, so that you can get off those pharmaceuticals. You don't have to have any more surgeries. As a matter of fact, you could actually live without doctors in hospitals, or the number of hospitals that you have. You have more hospitals than you have educational facilities. You know, where we should be literally cultivating the light of these beings, as opposed to co-conspirating with their cellular oppression through the vaccinations and the inoculations, and, you know, creating all of that which showing up as autism and speech delay, this and all of these issues that these children are having. How can they be the perpetuators of any other lineages when they will consistently be in a place where they are going back and forth and back and forth into these trauma centers, and never being given the support to know how to truly live, or to truly heal, or to reverse these issues when they are reversible? The issue and the problem is that you don't know God. See, everybody talks about God or denies God, but God is life. God is that which blazes the sun and has the earth spinning. And people don't want to talk about God, but you want to be in a place where you think that the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, you understand the oppression of masses of people through religion and government and business and capitalism and whatnot, that it can just be counterbalanced by people petitioning and lobbying and whatnot. You cannot address the wickedness of a system of things by applying yourself through the system that's created it. You understand? There is no recourse that we have except to come to a point in place where we'll accept the integrity of the truth of who we be as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. But if you don't want to be supremely intelligent, then you will miss yourself, because that's the truth of you, regardless of how much pollution you have in the bloodstream, how much occlusion you have, how much toxicity, inebriation, intoxication, see, that kind of thing, it can be reversed. But see, most people don't think that they can really be completely cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed and rebirthed and regenerated, rejuvenated. You must be reborn again. You were told that. But who told you the process? It takes much more than just calling on the name of Jesus in order to do it. You have to literally create the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors, and all of these behavior modifying substances created by those who have a disdain for you, a hatred for you, would prefer to see you intoxicated, inebriated, out of sorts with yourself, that makes them feel superior to you, when there is no superiority or supremacy except in absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power. And then there's the wholeness that comes as a result of it. And we should be applying ourselves towards the wholeness. We should be caring to be in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, as these points of this absolute and supreme presence. Because that's what we would be if we leave, when we leave the planet. And the question is that after all of these years of you doing all of the things that have undermined your cellular functioning to the degree to which you are dependent upon pharmaceuticals and doctors and procedures and surgeries and whatnot, then can you even get out of your body alive? Most of you are in such a disdain with your life anyway because of the oppression that is taking place at the cellular level that you don't even feel well. You have no joy in your life. And the whole point of living is to know the joy of being directly, being joyful and being in the blessedness of what being is. And the infinitude of possibilities that are inherent with it. But being under a society that is aloof to the responsibility in being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, then it's hard to get leverage over the systems and tools of oppression that put us in a place and space where we are anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, stupefying ourselves as a way to cope. And I'm just saying, this is how we know that our behavior has been modified, because it is not the nature of an intelligence to dumb itself down, to render itself dysfunctional as a way of protecting itself or defending itself against those who would usurp its life. The now moment in which we are in is calling for our right response to it. And the right response isn't just putting on masks and gloves and bathing your skin in bacterial soaps and all of this stuff that's going into your bloodstream and that is compromising your immune system. Everything that these people have told you to do is in detriment to yourself. There is no real protection that we can get as a result of social distancing, you know, closing the churches, closing that, all of this all because of some virus. Oh, this is it's a trick. It's a trick. I don't see how y'all don't see it, but I do see how you see it. Because what? Because your faculties of knowing are blocked and obstructed from the residues that come from feeding off the carcasses of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens and hens and monkey brains and all of these other things that people are eating all over the world, and put them in a place in the space where they have less of themselves as a result of it. When we are here to really experience the more of ourselves, the divinity of ourselves, the miraculousness and the mystique and the mystery and the beauty of it all. And so our coming to a point and place where we take our gaze off the ground and firmly ground ourselves in the soils of truth while we are reaching evermore towards the light of this absolute and eternal sun, to be in a place and space where we are spiritually charged in knowing the divinity of being and having a right understanding and understanding with the beauty of it all, and to come to that place and space within our own bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls, where we care to be true reflection of the divinity of existence, and to have that divinity womb manifesting and manifesting as the order and the light and the healing and the wholeness and the limitlessness of our own lives. But if you don't care to walk in the light of the truth of yourself, then you definitely will not. If you believe everything that media, social media, the CNN, the Fox, all of these things, the Times, and all of the reports, and knowing that these people can spin it any way they want to spin it other than right, and then they will fire any of the real journalists, you know what I'm saying? They just flunkies saying whatever needs to be said in order to manipulate your consciousness. And they're stupefying you and anesthetizing you, dumbing you down by feeding you all of this garbage in the first place. But the other aspect of it is that you must come to an understanding of realizing the karmic debt that comes as a result of the violation of billions of creatures. That those of you who work in the slaughterhouses and the feedlots and whatnot and driving these animals to their slaughter, and those who are actually doing the slaughtering and whatnot, this is the first line, this is ground zero of where all of the virus and bacteria and all of this starts. But they don't want you to really understand how compromised you already are. And that's what I'm saying, is that when you feel and know that you're feeding off the carcasses of dead animals filled with pathogens, and even if the meat has been irradiated, and most of it isn't, you understand, then there's going to be some sickness, some illness, some disease. The fact that you're eating it is the evidence of the sickness and illness and disease that is already there in your mind, in your consciousness, in your spirit, that you can continue to do something that undermines you, to continue to do something that facilitates the massive pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, inebriation, intoxication, violation, and all of this stuff. And then they want to talk about how many people, a handful of people dying from COVID-19, when you got, they've never publicized the amount of people who are dying every day from heart attacks. They've never publicized the numbers of people who are dying from strokes every day. They've never publicized the number of people who are dying daily. So y'all are all comfortable with it, even though it affects all of our families. And so in this now moment, we have the opportunity to really get a grip. We have the opportunity to realize it's not your hands that you should be washing. It is your blood. And not to say don't wash your hands. You wash your hands. But the issue is that daily cleansing, you brush your teeth and you bathe the outside of your body, including your anus. But then the rest of your body, you're consistently contaminating with more of the carcasses, of the flesh, of the mucus-producing stuff. Anything other than fresh fruit and vegetation and herbs and water and sunshine and love and devotion and forgiveness and care. Anything other than those things will have its own negative impact somewhere in your body chemistry, in your consciousness, in your mind. And so we have to come to a place, if we care to thrive, if we care to truly live, if we care to flip this script and turn this tide, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us, that we're willing to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to be made whole, so that we are facilitating the rise of our global humanity, the reinstatement, the reconciliation, the harmonization of the will of existence with our own personal will to be whole. To always be in a place where we are expanding in our consciousness, our conscientiousness, our care, our love. To be on the front line of the order of the ages. See, the new world order that these people are consciously trying to establish, so that they're chipping everybody and vaccinating everybody. And these scientists, these ones who have already proven the impoverishment of their spirit and their love and their care, they should have no power in your life. But if you don't care, and you feel as though these people have authority in your life, then you are in idolatry, because you've forgotten that these people did not create you. They don't beat your heart. They don't breathe you. They don't blaze the sun. They don't have the world spinning. We have no obligation and duty to them. And so our now moment is calling us to rise. Our now moment is causing us and calling us to really assume and remember the stature that we should have as men, the progenitor of lineages and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, to be in a place and space where we know that duty, obligation, responsibility as beings is to exalt life and the perpetuation of life and our lineages. And everything and everybody does that. The rats do it, the cats do it, the dogs do it, everything does that. And so our now moment is ours to rise and to claim, but to be under the auspices of social and political and economic manipulation, you know, gives you the opportunity to make decisions as to what you're living for, what really matters to you. How do you care to be in this now moment? And if you do care to be, I know a lot of people are really tired of living, and it's not really the living that you're tired of. You're tired of dying. You're tired of your pain. You're tired of your sickness. You're tired of your illness. You're tired of not feeling good. So if you're that tired, don't be willing and rushing towards death. Come to a place where you will embrace the fullness of what's available to you with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, to be completely cognizant and conscious and conscientious and reaching for that which is life. Fresh air and sunshine, forgiveness. You understand? So it's about our fulfilling duty, obligation, and responsibility to really be about the truth. To know the truth, to live the truth, to love the truth, to be in honor of the glory and to honor the glory of the lineages that we represent, to be in a place and space where we're invoking the greatness of who we've come through, consciously, caringly, deliberately, intentionally, being in the high ethic and uncompromising integrity of the who that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is all there is. And our base studies is about who we are, what we are, why we are, how we are, but we should have been supported in knowing how we function and knowing how to really facilitate optimum cellular functioning nutritionally. A people who undermine their people are people who undermine themselves. We don't have to worry about, you know, other ones from outside these borders doing anything to us. You understand? But we should be in a place where we are willing to do what's in our own best interest, because serving the best interests of the one is serving the best interests of all, because we are all in the oneness of existence itself. And there is absolute law and absolute order and absolute love that is the victory and triumph. And if you cannot love yourselves, then you cannot love anyone else. If you would prefer to be in a place where you're creating cellular dysfunction, disruption, oppression, then there's no way that you can truly love, because you are not honoring life, the gift of life and the gift of intelligence that is permeating and penetrating and activating and enlivening and programming every atom and every cell of your being. Our now moment is a now moment of eternity that puts us in a place of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be real men, the manifestors of the will of God, and real womb men, those who speak and act with the heart of God. And to know that our right alignment and harmonization in our divine masculine and our divine feminine selves, irrespective of your sexual preferences, see, sexuality is only really active for a very small part of your life. But being in a place where we don't allow any passion or desire or lust or whatever to control us to the degree to which we are out of alignment and harmony with the purposes of our being, it gives us an opportunity to literally ensure our continued existence upon the planet and beyond the planet. When we really see and conceptualize and visualize and realize that the planet itself is spinning in the space that is eternal, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that we've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, that our background and our foreground and our absolute reality is divinity already. It's eternity already. It is the actuality and the factuality, and there's nothing that these people can do or those ones can do to really thwart the reality that the progression of existence is in harmony of the whole and the wholeness, and that which does not support it cannot be maintained and sustained as a part of it. This now moment is ours. To claim and to reclaim the divinity of our being, to consciously care, to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, to see beyond race and color and sex and nation and gender and all of that, to embrace the divinity of being directly, and to be in a place where we are loving and respecting the right of beings to have the right to their lives. And the practices that we have gotten used to in the traditions of a death culture, in feeding off of slaughtered beings and whatnot, and slaughtering these beings and wasting the resources of the earth to maintain and sustain beings that you're just going to create sickness, illness, disease, and then kill them and feed their body parts to people, to understand that that is not the work of God, that that is the work of those who are godless, those who are not realizing the realness of what purpose in being is. And for those who've lost their inherent purpose in existence, those who've never known, those who won't seek it, ask for it, knock for it, apply themselves to rediscovering their lost light, then there is really no purpose in their being, and they're completely expendable. And so get clear about what it is you're living for, what it is you want in your life, and I am here to encourage you to want and care and be determined to walk in the fullness of the truth of who you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, and to know that your time is a now moment of eternity, and it will always be. You're in this place and space called now with the heraldess of the eternal and the voice of our resurrection. This is Adama and the meeting of the inner circle.